O holy night, the stars are brightly shining because it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Happy birthday, Jesus. Yes, this holy night is Jesus' birthday, when he came down from heaven to visit us. This is the introduction to the birth of the bright and morning star, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word came to the generations of Abraham, our father of faith. You can read about that in Matthew 1:1. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, once upon a time in the Holy Land of Israel, at the appointed time, 2,000 years ago, there was a new generation of the seed of Abraham waiting for the promised seed. There was a message sent out from God given to the angel Gabriel to speak to the Virgin Mary, who was of the lineage and the house of David. In Luke chapter 1, the angel Gabriel left the celestial realm and descended into the earth with God's message. The angel came in unto Mary and greeted her by saying, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. He shall be great and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David." Then Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, since I know not a man?" And the angel answered her and said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Mary then said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Mary received the word of God from the angel Gabriel by faith, and the seed of promise was imparted unto her. Now, 9 months later, over Bethlehem, the city of David, where Mary and Joseph had gone to be taxed, there appeared in the heavens a bright and morning star. In Luke chapter 2:6, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there were no room for them in the inn." Then, abiding in the fields, watching over their flocks by night, the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds and spoke unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto us this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, is born unto you. And this shall be a sign, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger." Then suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men." There were also wise men who were following his star. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. And they were saying, "Where is he? Where is the king of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him." And Matthew 2:10, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy." The bright and morning star announced the birth of Jesus. And in Revelation 22:16, Jesus said, "I sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star." And in Revelation 2:28, he said, "I will give him the morning star." And Peter tells us in 2 Peter 1:19, "We have a more sure word of prophecy that you do well to pay attention to, as a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts." Jesus has promised to give us the morning star as we open our hearts and let him shine his love upon us, as upon that holy night in Bethlehem. O holy night, when God's ray of hope, the morning star, came down from the heavens. John 1:14. "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now this was the good news that God had visited his people. Luke 1:78. "Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us, and the child Jesus grew and waxed strong in spirit and was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." So we celebrate that glorious day, that holy night, the birthday of Jesus, and we say, "Jesus, come into our hearts and fill us with your love on your lovely day, the day we celebrated your birth." And the story of the morning star continues to evolve and grow as more stars appear year by year. God bless you and have a blessed Christmas.